And joining us right now, he is Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, CoachBeckler.com, the author of the, not quite runaway, but if you've gone into his garage and seen how many boxes have books have moved out, signed, sealed, and delivered, as well as at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and probably a plethora of other stores. Am I right, Jamie Beckler?
Those are the main ones, though, Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Coach, we're seeing right now some priority issues. And I say that because we've seen a number of games down. Now, are you in the fun land of Georgia right now?
No, I'm not. I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
Soon to be Wisconsin later today. When I speak at Parkside tonight.
Oh, excellent.
Wisconsin Parkside.
Oh my.
Yep.
Now and that's tonight, and then are you out again tomorrow trying to get home before Atlanta? Now is Atlanta gonna get hit by Irma? As you see it?
I am flying into Ohio.
Okay.
So I'll be in Ohio.
Okay.
I was just hoping to make it into Wisconsin before the snow hits Wisconsin. There won't be snow yet, right? In Wisconsin?
Well, that's about all we have time for, Coach. I really appreciate you joining us today. I've got to go fire up the snow blower and find the shovel. No. He's okay, Coach. He's going to be sunny today. Not tonight when you get in. Tonight, 2 feet of snow, but today you fly in.
No, it's
good
football. Good fall football weather tonight.
Well, that brings me to what I wanted to talk about, because you do work with professional teams. You've worked with an NBA team and its players and front office staff. Earlier this week, Urban Meyer, formerly of the state of Florida, as I recall, now at Ohio State, sounded off about first-year coaches complaining about their players. And Maryland threw 51 points at Houston, and Tom Herman basically, you know, we've heard the one ethnic worker's lament, "Isn't that my job, man?" And then we've heard the much more frequent now repeat of Urban Meyer's, "They're your players." And I think of that with the combination of late Dennis Green talking about the Bears when they beat his Arizona Cardinals. They were who they want they were. You want to crown them? Crown them. That's the part we can repeat. The point that I want to make in segueing this, in case you're wondering where I'm heading, is it's real easy to blame the other guy, whether it's not my job, man, or these aren't my players, or if you want to crown them, crown them. One of the successful things for people, and you write about this in your book, The Leadership Playbook, is taking responsibility. And that's not something that's real popular these days, is it?
No, it really isn't. And, you know, the whole story you bring up with Urban Meyer, you know, it's somewhat complex but somewhat simple. You know, I tend to, from the simple standpoint, I tend to take the approach almost always that it's personal responsibility. So, for instance, I will talk with, let's say, Parkside's team, UW Parkside tonight. I will talk with the coaches and I'll talk with the players. When I talk with the players, I'll be saying, hey, it's up to you. It does not matter what the coaches do whatsoever. It is completely on you how good your team's going to be. It's your responsibility to lead the team, to take care of the locker room, the dorm rooms, the back of the bus. You know, you're going to build this culture and you're going to define what this team's really going to be about, because you're the ones on the ground, you're the ones doing it. And then I'm going to talk to the coaches and I'm going to say, you're the ones that are in charge of this team. You're the ones that are going to set the tone. The players are going to do what you allow them to do. So essentially, whoever I'm talking to, it's about personal responsibility. And it's not that, you know, I'm playing both sides or speaking out of both sides of my mouth, but everybody has a responsibility to take care of what they can take care of and not point the finger somewhere else and not make excuses. You know, where the complexity of this comes in with Urban Meyer you know, Tom Herman type thing, is that there is some truth on both sides, because Tom Herman wouldn't be there if the team wasn't bad and if the previous coach wasn't bad. But Urban Meyer's right too. You know, once, you know, I took over a lot of jobs as a college coach, and I would always tell my players, or these players, the first time I met with them, I would tell them, you might not be my recruits, but you're my players. And the way you become my players is doing what I ask you to do, and buying into the things that we're going to do as a team, but you are my players now. And so Tom Herman has to get them to have buy-in and get them to invest in the program, and they have to become his players. But I also don't like Urban Meyer calling out anybody else, because I do think, I subscribe to the theory of, if the mailman stopped for every dog that barked at him, he'd never deliver the mail. You know, and I don't think Urban Meyer needs to be worrying about other people. I don't think he needs to go down that rabbit hole, even if someone asks him about something. Take care of your own team. And I know Tom Herman played for Urban Meyer, which is why this comes up, or coached with Urban Meyer, and that's why it comes up. But I think most people need to just stick with their own team, worry about their own team, and do the best job that they can at that point.
The other thing is that sometimes managers or coaches depart. They've got a good organization, a good team. They're moving to a better situation. And the people left behind, in about 90 seconds, Coach Jamie Beckler, they're the ones, whether they're athletes, especially college athletes, or their workers, they sometimes feel betrayed because they've been left behind, promises made that now aren't kept. Talk
Absolutely.
About that.
And you saw that up in Wisconsin a few years ago when Brett Bielsma left for the SEC. You know, he left behind some really good athletes, and he left behind a really good team. And you know, those guys can look at it and say, hey, we signed on to play for you. We signed on to play at Wisconsin with you as the coach. And I don't begrudge a coach or a manager or a boss leaving if it's better for him and his family, or her and her family, because you have to do what's right for your family. But, you know, there's certain ways to do it, too. But the people left behind, they have to understand still, at the end of the day, they have a job to do, and they need to do it to the best of their ability, because that's integrity. And it doesn't matter if they're playing for or working for a boss they like or they don't like. It does not matter. Their job is to be a person of integrity and do the things that they're supposed to do.
Well, Coach Jamie Beckler, we appreciate you joining us. Now, you are coming to Wisconsin, and yeah, we're going to have 70 degrees. We're going to have sunny skies, so you will get in. You will get out. When you get to Ohio, however, you will be in Urban Meyer country, and for that, well, there's no cure except leaving, because we know you are a man who hails from Michigan. I figured you'd go to the UP for the weekend and hunt some deer. But anyway, remind everybody about where they can get your book aimed for high school and college athletes, The Leadership Playbook. Where can they get it?
Yeah, theleadershipplaybook.com is the book's website, and my website is coachbeckler.com. So I'd love to have people pick up a copy or check it out.
Well, as always, Coach Jamie Beckler, until next week, when who knows who will have said what about whom. Thanks so much for joining us, and take care. And sorry I can't be at Parkside to meet you face-to-face.
Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.